The whole goal of this shorty episode is that I hope you get fired up or inspired to act on something that might be intimidating you as well. This episode is not about getting you on TikTok. So if you're like rolling your eyes right now, that's not what it's about, my friend. So stay with me. It's about you doing something that is intimidating you right now and you haven't actually taken the leap. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. Well, hey there. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. Today, we are going to talk about something we all come up against at least once, if not a million times as entrepreneurs. This is a doozy. We got to talk about it. But before we do, have you heard of the new Apple AirPod Max? There are these really cool AirPods, but they're the kind that go over your head, not just earbuds. And they are so cool. I got some that are green and I love them. They're wireless and they're really durable. They're pretty sturdy and the sound is amazing. Anyway, I love them so much. And I thought, I want to do a giveaway. These are so cool. I want someone in my audience to get a chance to win these as well. So stay with me to the end. This is a shorty episode. We'll get to the end really quickly. And I'm going to tell you how to enter for a chance to win these Apple AirPod Max that you're going to absolutely love. You can listen to Online Marketing Made Easy and look cool while you're doing it. So stay with me. Okay, so let's get back to that thing that we all come up against as an entrepreneur, one or a million times. For me, it might be a million. And that is getting started on something that intimidates you. And I'm going to get personal here because this is something that I have been struggling with for a while. And what intimidates me, don't laugh at me, no judging here. What has been intimidating me is that damn TikTok. TikTok intimidates me. And the thing is, I have been on TikTok for, I don't know, over a year or two, and I love it. I love watching TikTok. Hobie hates it. He hates when I am watching TikToks because I laugh the whole time. I think some of them are hilarious. And he's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to come watch this video. He never thinks it is as funny as I do. So he just doesn't get it. But anyway, TikTok has been intimidating me. Obviously, not watching TikTok. It's me being on TikTok, me making my videos, me putting myself out there because TikTok is very different than anything that I do. And I just want to share a few reasons why I'm actually prioritizing it in my business, why I've made it a strategy in my business and what it's teaching me. And the whole goal of this shorty episode is that I hope you get fired up or inspired to act on something that might be intimidating you as well. This episode is not about getting you on TikTok. So if you're like rolling your eyes right now, that's not what it's about, my friend. So stay with me. It's about you doing something that is intimidating you right now and you haven't actually taken the leap. So let me just tell you about my TikTok journey. When you run an online business, your marketing metrics will tell you what in your business is profitable and where you're throwing money away. Yikes. That's pretty important, right? Luckily, I've put together the Ultimate Marketing Metrics Checklist, which is a free resource that will guide you through tracking and analyzing the most crucial metrics for your business. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep it simple, but effective. From evergreen data and revenue generation to podcast metrics and social media growth, this cheat sheet will cover it all. It's the exact one my team and I use to track our metrics on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis. Let me be honest here. This wasn't an overnight process win for me. It took me 10 years to build this comprehensive list and get it just right. But you, my friend, can start using it today, tailoring it to suit your business specific needs, but not having to start from scratch like I did. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just getting started, this cheat sheet will help you make informed decisions as you grow your business and empower you to move forward confidently. So go to amyporterfield.com/metrics to get your hands on the ultimate marketing metrics cheat sheet now. That's amyporterfield.com/metrics. First of all, back in 2020, I actually had on Elise Dharma, love her, and she was on my podcast, and she talked about how we all could use TikTok to grow our business. It's episode 315, 5 ways to use TikTok to reach more customers, no dancing required. And that episode was actually a huge hit. You all loved it. If you listened to it, I think you loved it because we had tons of downloads. And there's a part of me that, of course, wishes I just started then. Why didn't I just get on TikTok? Well, technically I did, because in the episode, I promised that I would do 2 videos. And I had to hold myself accountable. So she actually offered some cool videos that you can do. And I did 2 of them and I posted them. And then that's all you will find on my TikTok for over 2 years-ish. So that's all that there was. So I had good intentions, but in hindsight, I just wasn't in the right place in my mind or in my business to actually just go for it. And really, it was like the mental space. I didn't have the bandwidth. It didn't sound very exciting to me. I just wasn't ready. And I've got to just accept that. Yeah, I wish I would have started TikTok sooner and I wasn't ready. So end of story. There's no need to beat myself up, right? So why am I committing to TikTok now? Well, as many of you know, I wrote a book called 2 Weeks Notice, and I'll be launching it in 2023. I'm very excited about it. So I've got this new, really important why in front of me, like the why I'm doing what I'm doing. And this book is going to change lives. I have no doubt about it. It's all about leaving your 9-to-5 job to step into an online business, not a digital course, not anything specific like that, just an online business that will light you up. And really, the essence of the book is about leaving behind what is no longer serving you and moving toward what you really want. Okay, so that's what the book's about. And I believe that TikTok can serve in a way that will attract a new audience. I want this book to find people in my audience now who need it the most, and people who have no idea or don't care who I am, but they need this message. And I believe many of them are on TikTok. I think there are a lot of people out there that are in jobs that they hate and that they have bigger dreams for themselves. And so I also know that if you have a really strong TikTok strategy, it will help you to increase your brand awareness, build an engaged community, create hype around a movement. And I know TikTok can sell books. Believe me, I have purchased many books from recommendations I got on TikTok. So I decided to do the thing and I got myself on TikTok. Do I know if it will work? Absolutely not. Am I afraid that maybe I'm not a good fit for TikTok because I'm not going to dance on TikTok? I'm not overly silly on video. You know, I don't know if it will work, but I'm willing to give it a try, because just because it intimidates me doesn't mean it's not for me. And that's really the message I wanted you to hear. Now, when I decided to get on TikTok, I had to set some boundaries. So the biggest boundary and commitment is that I have to do it my way. That means, again, I've said this like a million times, you're not going to see me dancing, but you will see me trying some new things, like some trends that I'm seeing are working. Also, I want to be more casual. So you'll see me a lot without my hair and makeup done. I'll be on a walk with Scout. I'll be in the kitchen doing something. I'll be sitting with Hobie or whatever. But I'm definitely, not in every video, but in a lot of videos, just more casual, which, you know, if you know me, you know that's not the easiest thing I've ever done. I'm definitely a little bit more professional and polished. That's just who I am at my core. But At the same time, I shouldn't say that. That's not who I am at my core. That's who I'm most comfortable being. But at the same time, you know, when you're just at my house in Nashville and it's just Hobie and I hanging out, you can bet I'm way more casual. So that's the side that I wanted to bring, just the side of me that I don't show a lot. Anyway, it's a DSD for me. If you listen to my shorty episode from last Tuesday, it's the thing that I'm going to do something different. And that was me getting on TikTok. And I also have been around for a while. And as you are around for a while, because you're in this for the long haul, what we can't do is we can't just continue to do the same thing over and over again and not come out of our comfort zone, because we will get bored with our businesses. And oh my gosh, the online landscape changes so much. And I only teach what I know. I only teach what I do. So I've got to do different things. I've got to experiment. So I'm always able to teach new things that excite you. So I got to get in the game. And here I am. I love this piece of advice from my social media manager. She told me, Amy, when it comes to TikTok, instead of feeling like you're teaching thousands of students, think of TikTok as you giving advice and having just a casual conversation with like a bestie or a peer that you're working with or whatever. And I thought, okay, I can do that for sure. So every time I go to record my TikTok videos, I remind myself, I'm just talking to a good friend and I'm just sharing with them something that I've learned or something that have helped me along the way. No pressure, super casual, just have fun. And I tell myself that every single time. So yes, this is something new to me and I'm definitely intimidated by it. And I'm humbled by it. Like, you know, I have tons of followers on Instagram. I have a big email list. I don't have tons of followers yet on TikTok. So I put my ego aside and I say, you know what? If I could just reach one person every single day, I am doing really good. And that is my mission. One person every single day that I'm going to wow with my message. It's going to hit them in the heart. It's exactly what they needed to hear. That's what I'm focused on. And you know, I try to think back about when I tried new things in my business years ago. I remember like it was yesterday, getting on Facebook Live. I was in my house in Carlsbad, California. I was in the room that, if you are OG, you'll remember this. I used to have a pool table in my dining room because we didn't have a fine dining area. We had this really cool pool table and the pool table was behind me. I was in front of a window for natural light and I went live on Facebook for the first time. Facebook Live was brand new. And I remember how nervous I was and I couldn't wait till that video was over. I also vividly remember going live for the first time on Periscope, which isn't even around anymore. And I remember how nerve-wracking that was as well. So when you're thinking about shaking things up and doing something that intimidates you, remember all the other times you've done that. Like, we've all done stuff that intimidates us. We just likely don't do it enough in our business. So I want you to think about the times that you have done it, whether in your personal life or business, and remind yourself that you can continue to do it. So here's what I want you to walk away with. When you think about doing something new or adding something new to your business, just make sure it's something that feels exciting to you. So I hope that TikTok eventually feels fun and easy for me. It doesn't yet, but as long as it excites me, I'm good with it. And also, you just don't choose anything that's going to feel like a grind. Like, you don't want to hate it. You don't want to be miserable. There's a difference between feeling miserable with a decision you make in your business and feeling nervous or kind of scared, but excited at the same time. You know, those are different, right? So do what feels good to you, even if it scares you. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/made easy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/made easy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/made easy. All right, so I want to wrap this up, but I wanted to make sure that I was encouraging you to do something that intimidates you, because I'm doing that and I really do believe it's good for us. I know, not the most like sexiest thing you could think about, but at the same time, I think it's very necessary. So I wanted to jump on here and share that with you and then tell you I'm doing it too. I'm not telling you to do things that I won't do. So I'm doing it too. And go find me on TikTok. I am at amy.porterfield. I couldn't get Amy Porterfield. So it's amy.porterfield. But let's talk about those Apple AirPod Maxes that I want you to get. So I'm doing a giveaway. It runs from the day this episode goes live, which is September 20th, until Friday, September 23rd. So you have a very small window, September 20th to September 23rd. So all you need to do is go to my TikTok channel and you can enter right now. And here's how you enter. So download the TikTok app. If you don't already have it, find me on TikTok. And all you need to do is follow me and then like, save, and comment on my latest video. So like, save, and comment on my latest video. And by comment, you can put whatever you want, your biggest takeaway, what you loved about it, an emoji, whatever you want. So follow me on TikTok. Like the latest video, save the latest video, and comment on the latest video. All of this will take you all of 1 minute, just for the record. And then we're going to announce the winner on September 29th, Monday, September 29th. You're going to want these AirPods. I promise you, they are so worth it. All right, my sweet friends, thank you so much for tuning in. And I thought a little fun contest would be fun and to get you over to TikTok to see what I'm doing and see if it's something you're interested in. But more importantly, maybe you want to start your TikTok. Maybe that's the thing that's going to kind of move you forward in doing something that intimidates you. But it could be something so different. It doesn't matter. Just get into action. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, every Wednesday, we got the Wednesday Wisdom. Oh my gosh, I say it backwards every time. Wisdom Wednesdays, and then Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. So I'll see you there. Bye for now. I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I know will not only get you motivated and inspired, but will actually help you grow your brand, your audience, and your revenue. It's a podcast from my very good friend, Julie Solomon, and it's called The Influencer Podcast, and it's a part of the Yap Media Network. So Julie is a best-selling author and a brand expert, and she's dedicated her entire career to helping entrepreneurs and creators like you tap into their next levels of visibility and impact so you can become the leader that you were born to be. If you're looking for actionable advice delivered directly to your earbuds, then get ready for coaching, interviews with some of the industry's biggest names, and transformations to enrich your personal brand and grow your business. You can discover why people all over the world have called this podcast their go-to for all things influence, impact, and brand growth for more than 6 years. Subscribe to the Influencer Podcast with Julie Solomon today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.